With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu telling his nation today the IDF has opened a second stage in the war against Hamas by sending the infantry into Gaza and expanding attacks from the ground, air, and sea. He adds it will only increase ahead of a very broad ground invasion into the territory. Well, authorities in Maine continue the investigation in the murders of 18 people this week and the subsequent suicide of the suspected mass murderer. Governor Janet Mills says this nightmare is over.
Like many people, I'm breathing a sigh of relief knowing that Robert Card is no longer a threat to anyone.
Card was wanted for the Wednesday mass shooting that left 18 dead, some three dozen people wounded. Also, at SRNNews.com, former President Donald Trump set to testify in early November in that civil business fraud case against him. More on the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The upcoming schedule in Trump's civil fraud trial has been released, and the former president will testify on November 6th. He'll be following testimony from his three eldest children. It was already expected that the ex-president and sons Donald Jr. and Eric would testify, but the judge ruled that daughter Ivanka also must take the stand. The suit alleges that Trump overstated his wealth for years on financial statements. He denies any wrongdoing. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A major investigation is underway now. Tragedy in Kenya. Authorities say five children have been killed after a boat they were riding in capsized at a popular amusement park. This is SRN News. Possible prison time for a British pro-lifer.
Pastor Stephen Green did not accost anybody at the abortion clinic in Ealing outside London. He did not attempt to burn the building down or stop anybody from going in. All the clergyman did was stand too close, bearing a sign displaying words from Psalm 139. For that, he is being prosecuted under Britain's new abortion clinic buffer zone law and could wind up in jail. Religious freedom advocates say the law must be changed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Georgia will begin paying for sex change operations for public employees covered by state health insurance. That decision settles a suit filed by a number of state workers. It's the fourth lawsuit Georgia agencies have lost and/or settled, overturning rules against spending taxpayer dollars to help individuals live as the opposite sex. This is SRN News. Lawyers sparring in a Virginia courtroom over whether a teacher who was shot by her six-year-old student should only get workers' compensation.
Abby Zwerner is suing Newport News Public Schools for $40 million. The school board is arguing that Zwerner's injuries fall under workers' compensation. The former first-grade teacher was hospitalized and endured multiple surgeries after a bullet struck her hand and chest. Zwerner attended Friday's court hearing. Her left hand was still wrapped in a thick cloth bandage. Matthew Hoffman is a circuit court judge in Newport News. He said he'll rule on the matter in the next week. Keith Peters reporting.
At least 32 people have been killed in a huge traffic accident in Egypt, many more injured. Authorities say the numbers likely will climb, that in a country that has a dismal record for highway fatalities. More details at SRNNews.com.